Level 2. In ancient Rome, the patronus, literally protector, was typically a member of a high-ranking family who, through a hierarchical relationship, extended his protection, patrocinium, to free citizens, clientes, in need of economic or legal support. The patronus was expected to provide for his clientes by regularly distributing food and money, known as the sportulus, literally small bag, and to defend them in legal disputes. In return, the clientes were expected to show unwavering loyalty and support to their patronus. They were obliged to perform the salutatio matutina, a morning greeting ritual that preceded the distribution of gifts, during which the patronus would receive them in the atrium of his domus, house, and assign them various tasks. The clientes were also required to back their patronus in his political ambitions by securing votes during elections and applauding him at public events. Additionally, they were expected to accompany and assist him in any aspect of daily life that required their presence or services. The power of a patronus was also reflected in the number of followers he had. A large number of clientes was a direct indicator of greater prestige within Roman society. In the context of slavery, patronage referred to the personal relationship established between a master and his slave, servus, following the latter's manumission. Once freed, the former slave became a libertus and was considered part of his former master's household, with the dominus assuming the role of patronus. In addition to gaining their freedom, liberti also acquired Roman citizenship, which, after the consolidation of the principate, granted them associated civil and political rights. Nevertheless, liberti continued to owe their patronus both material and moral obligations, guided by a sense of gratitude and respect. There are, however, numerous examples of particularly skilled and enterprising liberti who managed to accumulate significant wealth, eventually attaining positions of high prestige within Roman society, thus redeeming their former servile status.